I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Gentlemen, and welcome to the American Awakening. I'm your host, Michael Herzog, and today is the 19th of March, 2007. We're here with you live from Austin, Texas. I have a guest coming on today I think you'll find pretty interesting. I'm going to let him tell you his story, but his story is something that affects us all. He's a former Marine. He's a homeowner. He's a filmmaker. I'm not going to get into too much of what he has to say, but it all ties in with what I stress on every show that I do. I want to take a few minutes. He's going to come on after the first break, but I want to take a few minutes and remind all of the listeners out there of the importance of bringing new listeners to RBN. I always promote freedom to fascism, and if you haven't seen the movie, get it. If you have seen the movie, burn a copy, pass it out, or get some more. And the reason I keep emphasizing that is because, if nothing else, freedom to fascism will educate the American public to realize that there is no law regarding anybody to pay an income tax. And if nothing else, if they're ever called to do jury duty, once they've seen this movie, they'll be the one person, if not more, on the jury box that votes not guilty. And that alone can turn the tide with what's happening in this country. But a few other things. Folks, I know that a lot of you listening to this program are already up to speed. You know about all the issues, and knowing is not enough. If you love your friends, if you love your family, if you love your relatives, I'm going to give you some of the important issues that they're not hearing on mainstream networks. And, you know, I go out every day. And I'll pass out at least two or three of the Freedom to Fascism. I'll introduce myself. My job doesn't stop at just broadcasting on RBN. I firmly believe that the public must be educated. They don't hear anything on mainstream media. Basically, they're mind-numbed. I'll give you an example. Rosie O'Donnell, I'm sure a lot of you know, came out against, or she's finally woken up to the 9/11. Building 7, Larry Silverstein, etc. You've heard nothing about that on mainstream media. But guess what? Neither are have your friends or relatives or neighbors that don't listen to this network. They've heard nothing, and they need to know. There's a few other issues. In Texas, Governor Rick Perry has declared that it's, quote, the law that adolescent girls between the ages of 9 and 12 get this HPV vaccine, supposedly to offset cervical cancer. That vaccine has a cancer virus, a live cancer virus in it. Okay, now, a lot of you out there know that, but guess what? A lot of your friends and neighbors and relatives and golf buddies or bowling partners, they don't. So I'm asking you all, simply invite somebody to listen to the network. You don't have to go into any detail about the content of the programming. Just simply say, you know, I heard this show live on the Internet. I've heard several shows on this, and it's really interesting. I'd like to get your opinion of it. And drop it at that. Just plant the seeds. I mean, let's face it. We've got chemtrails that are being sprayed here and there. There's barium in it. There's aluminum in it. Matter of fact, I've got a show coming up Thursday. I've got a guest coming on Thursday that's going to talk further about that and go into a lot of elaborate detail on it. Her name is Rosalind Williams. But in the meantime, remember, they're not hearing about the chemtrails. They're not hearing about the HPV vaccine. They're not hearing about the hate crimes bill, all of this stuff. affects us. We'll be back after
the
break.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, and I want to give out the call-in number. It's 1-800-313-9443. Now, as I mentioned in the first segment, I have a guest coming up today. Very interesting story, but I want to emphasize, folks, as you listen to this, that this is not an isolated incident. This can and ultimately will affect us all. So as we listen here, I'm going to bring online Larry Smith. Larry's a former Marine. He's a homeowner up in Michigan, and he's also a filmmaker. And I'm going to let Larry go into a little bit of detail about his story of what's going on with him. Larry, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, buddy?
Very well.
Good.
Coping with the cold weather.
Coping with the cold weather. Okay. Listen, Larry, what I'd like for you to do is to kind of give an overall synopsis of what's happening with you for our guests, for our listening audience, and, just kind of cover the letter that you received and what their intent is and who it's from and all that good stuff. So go ahead, Larry.
Okay. I live in I can't say chartered township because it's not chartered, but I live in the township of Ypsilanti, Michigan. It's about 35 miles west of Detroit. I've lived in my home for the past 11 years, and I've enjoyed my home and my neighbors. Never had any problems with anybody. Just recently, on March 12th, I received a letter from the township of Ypsilanti, and the letterhead says, Charter Township of Ypsilanti. placing residents first. In this letter, it says that ordnance officers will be touring our neighborhood on March 26th to inspect properties and home for blight and property maintenance violations.
Okay, Larry, let me stop you there for a minute. Do you know what an ordnance officer is? Can you define that? Or is...
Well, by what I have investigated, he's nobody.
Okay.
Now, on this letterhead, it also says on the top right-hand corner, it says Police Services Ordinance Enforcement. I called the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department, and I asked them about this, and who within the department is responsible for these ordinance officers.
Mm-hmm.
And the officer that answered the phone says, well, I don't know.
The officer that answered the phone doesn't know who's in charge of this. Interesting.
They have no, according to the officer that I spoke with, there is no department within the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Department that is an ordinance officer.
Okay.
Now, I went to the county bill or the township hall, and I spoke with the head ordinance officer, who has proudly wearing his badge, and I asked him a few questions. And the gentleman got so angry with me that he was going to come over the counter after me and physically have an altercation.
What kind of questions were you asking him, Larry?
I asked him if I could get a copy of the Charter Commission.
Okay, and he refused?
He said that I had no right to it.
As a citizen, you have no right to it. I got
correct.
You.
And okay. I went, well, under the Freedom of Information... everyone has the right to a copy of that. And I said, now, if I can't get a copy of the Charter Commission, could I get a copy of the Article of Corporation? In order to be a chartered township, they have to have an Article of Corporation.
Okay.
And again, I was met with somewhat of a violent, type of response.
Would you call it violent or would you call it simply condescending? I mean, what was his attitude? What was his specific demeanor?
He was very angry.
Very angry, okay.
Very
was he raising his voice as well?
Was oh,
he?
Yes.
He was, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He was raising his voice condescendingly and telling you that you had no right to this because you're nothing more than a peon citizen, yes?
Correct.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Well, since I realized... immediately that I wasn't going to get an answer from him, I asked him for an organic document.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I met with a very stern, violent voice.
Now, same guy, right?
Same guy.
Okay.
So I asked him, I said, well, okay, since I can't get any of this, could I have information if you are bonded? If you have taken oath of office, somewhat like a police officer has to take an oath to uphold the law and the protection of citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that was none of my business for me to get out of his office. And that I had no right to be there asking these questions.
Okay, and all of this is over, from what I understand, a letter that was sent out by the township where they intend to physically inspect your property on, what is it, March 26th, I believe?
Correct.
And that's with a township inspector, right? Now, take a moment or two and tell the listening audience what it is in that document that you received from the township that they're asking or that they intend to, quote, inspect, unquote.
Well, their intentions are to inspect for motor vehicles that are parked on the street or on private property must be fully operable and properly licensed. Now, I'm reading this from the paper.
Okay, fully operable and properly licensed. And in other words, if you have a vehicle and it's on your property, it must be licensed and fully operable?
Correct.
Okay. That's interesting. Go ahead.
Then it says, further, it says, the only place to store an inoperable or unlicensed vehicle is inside a garage. No vehicle shall at any time be in a state of major disrepair, disassembly, stripped, or dismantled.
So, I'm sorry, is there anything further in there?
About the motor vehicles, that was it.
Okay, continue on. What else have we got?
Well, I have a boat that sits in my backyard, you know, on the trailer. It's not licensed, so I guess I'm going to get a ticket for that. I'm restoring a Camaro. It's in my driveway. It's fully assembled, but it's not licensed.
Okay, so it's not an eyesore, if you will.
No.
I mean, if you were to just look at it, if somebody were driving by and just looked at the vehicle, they would just think that it's a vehicle sitting in your driveway. They have no idea whether it's operable or whether it's licensed or whatever, correct?
Correct.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Now, all these homes around here, basically they have a small one-car garage.
Mm-hmm.
And most people have multiple vehicles within their homes. So it's impossible, literally, to store vehicles in your garage. Because these homes that I live in, I've been here, like I said, 11 years. My home was built in 1953.
Mm-hmm.
So the cars back then weren't really huge. My pickup truck wouldn't even get into the garage because it's not tall enough.
And I'm sure that the township's aware of this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And this, I mean, they're not, for whatever reason, I know that you're a former Marine, and we'd had a short conversation before you came on the air, and you mentioned to me that you got a flagpole out in the yard with a flag up there that says, "Don't tread on me," which is cool. That's the original American flag. But they're not isolating you out. Evidently, you've spoken to some of your neighbors and or all of your neighbors, and they all have received this same notice, correct?
Correct. There's approximately 1,400 homes in this one neighborhood. It's called the West Willow neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, the township has sent out a letter to each and every home.
In the letter, they're informing you that they're going to have an inspection on the 26th of March, and I guess also they are asserting that if your home or your vehicles or whatever, you know, they're inspecting is out of compliance, what are they telling you they're going to do?
Well, on the bottom of the page it says, please make sure your property is in compliance with code standards. Failure to do so will result in a citation being issued.
Okay.
No further notice will be given.
All right, let me ask you this question. Is there anything in that letter depicting what the code standards are?
No, sir.
There isn't.
So, and it doesn't even give you information as to how to obtain these code standards.
So basically what we have here is we have a quote, ordinance officer who we really don't even know what this guy's job is, that is going to come out, inspect your property, make sure that it's up to code standards, of which you can't even review to find out what the code standards are. And if your property is not up to said code standards, then you're going to be cited for your violations, correct?
Correct. Well, now, the basic layman, now I've been in carpentry for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
I know the codes. Matter of fact, I just received a state code book I get every year. Now, the ordinance officers, the only requirement to be an ordinance officer or an inspector is to have a general contractor's license.
Okay. You don't have
That's
to have any kind of a
requirement.
State. You don't have to have any kind of a state license or a county license or anything like that?
All you need is a general contractor's license to the state of Michigan.
So it's basically up to whoever it is that is appointed to go out there that he can cite you for whatever he wishes.
Yeah, if he doesn't like it, he can give you a citation. And I've fought with many inspectors over the years because they would interpret the codes their way.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them I've taken to court, and I've won, and they didn't like it.
Okay, let me stop you right there, Larry. We're going to go to a break for a couple minutes, 3 minutes exactly. We'll continue this when we get back. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org. Michael Herzog with you.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
This is the American Awakening, and this is your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Austin, Texas. We're talking to our guest, Larry Smith, who's a former Marine, a homeowner, and a filmmaker, who is in the process of dealing with a letter that was sent to him by the, quote, Charter Township of Ypsilanti, Michigan. Now, I want to give up the call-in number again. It's 800-313-9443. If you have a question for Larry, or if it's possible that you may have gotten a notice like this too, because this is not an isolated incident, folks, and again, as I say, this may very well happen to you. This reminds me of the Gestapo tactics used by some homeowners association, and it also reeks, if anybody's ever heard of the International Property Maintenance Code, which is a whole new set of draconian legislation implemented tied in with the North American Union, which is coming to pass. And people that listen to this network are very familiar with what that is. New listeners that don't listen to this network, the North American Union is a convergence of the Canadian and the Mexican nation into the United States and literally bringing down our borders. But you'll have to listen to RBN on a regular basis to find out more about that, because that isn't my show today. Anyway, going back to Larry. Larry, you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Larry, now we've got this unauthorized, unlicensed, I don't even know whether you call him a bureaucrat that's going to come out and inspect your property. And I guess it depends on, you know, how good of a relationship he had with his wife the night before, or whether he had anything to drink, as opposed to how he's going to cite you. Go ahead and continue. So where were we?
Well, we covered the motor vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the third part on their list, it has blight.
Blight. Okay.
Now, their interpretation of blight is litter, junk, trash, rubbish, refuse, waste materials, garbage, debris, or other foreign substances. The term junk includes parts of machinery or motor vehicles, unused appliances, and remnants of wood, metal, or other cast-off materials of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
I heat my home with wood. Now, I called the township, and I asked them about this, and they said, well, you can have a wood burner in your house. No, we can't stop you from that, but you cannot store the wood on your property.
Well, what good is a wood burner in your house if you don't have any wood, or if you can't store the wood?
Exactly.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry to laugh, but I mean, this is getting more bizarre by the minute.
Yes, it is. Now, I store my wood by the state code. Says that it is recommended that you store your wood 18 inches off the ground, a minimum of 18 inches off the ground.
Mm-hmm. What is that, and to just protect against termites or something? What?
Termites, mice, rats.
Okay.
You know, unwanted vermin. You know, that could cause health hazards.
Mm-hmm.
I have scaffolding. It's old scaffolding that I don't use anymore because it's not safe to use for building. So I put them side by side and tied them together, and they're exactly 2 feet because I put boards, or not boards, but steel tubing across, and that's what I stack my wood on. And it's exactly 2 feet off the ground, 24 inches.
Mm-hmm.
And I have it covered so that it doesn't present itself as, you know, an eyesore. And it's in my backyard. There's no homes that border my backyard.
Now, they're going to inspect your backyard as well, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, did they give you an itemized list of what exactly they were planning on inspecting, front yard, backyard, inside, outside? You also mentioned to me off the air of something about fire alarms, okay?
Correct.
Yeah.
It says that smoke detectors save lives and required by law in every home. And it goes on to say that, you know, one should be installed in every room of your house, including the basement.
So if you don't have these installed by the time they get out there, which I'm assuming, I think you mentioned to me, you don't, then they would cite you for each room that you don't have a fire alarm, correct?
Correct.
And then is there any code that says a home that was built in 1953 is required to have a fire alarm?
No.
No. Okay.
It's suggested that you put fire in the state code book. It's suggested that older homes should have a fire alarm in the kitchen, living room, and in a hallway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I have. I'm reading it right out of the state code book right now.
It's suggested, but it's not a law.
Correct.
Okay, so in accordance with these, going back to these code standards, it's not a law that says you have to put those in. You have a vehicle that's sitting in your yard that doesn't that is not an eyesore. I'm assuming your home isn't trashed outside, but you have to make sure that your home is up to code standards of which they will not allow you to see.
They don't give you the information on how to get these code standards.
Well, which is the same thing as they don't allow you to see.
They won't allow it
because
right.
I'm sure that they know where it is.
Well, if they gave everyone the according to my opinion, if they gave everyone these code standards, then they wouldn't be making the money that they anticipate making.
Well, that takes me on to my next topic. You had mentioned for any violation that they're planning on citing you. Now, you know, if we correlate this with a traffic ticket, anytime you're cited for something, then you go to court and you get fined. And I've seen cases where people will be cited for a number of different infringements, such as speeding, but along with no registration or didn't have a seatbelt or whatever, and they've trumped up several charges on them. And I'm sure that that's what they're planning on doing with your home.
Correct.
I hear the music coming up, Larry. You want to hold with me till after the break, and we'll continue this, okay? This is Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org. See you in a few minutes. Stick with us.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Okay, we're back. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. We are speaking to our guest, Larry Smith, who's having an ordeal with the township of Ypsilanti, Michigan. And I want to take a moment here, folks, to let you know that, again, as I said, this is not an isolated incident. Don't think for a moment that, you know, well, it happened to this guy, it can't happen to me. It's happening all over. As a matter of fact, I happened to be a listener at one point. I was listening to a show on RBN where a guy had called in from Michigan, and I don't even remember whose show he called into, but this guy was in the process of getting his house seized and was fighting under some kind of legislation with the International Property Maintenance Code. I've been trying to do some research to find out what that is, and I haven't been able to come up with it yet. But what's happening here since this North American Union has been being implemented is we find this happening more and more. I'm going to go back to Larry. I want to give you the call-in number again. It's 1-800-313-9443. If you have any questions for Larry or if this similar incident is happening to you, please call in and let us know your story. Larry, are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Continuing. Now, we've got a guy that is evidently just a licensed contractor that doesn't have any kind of a license with the state or the township and is going to come out, depending on what kind of mood he's in that day, inspect your property inside and out along with your vehicles without allowing you to know what their code standards are, then turn around and if you are in violation of anything that you don't know what you're in violation of, cite you for it. Have I got it up to this point?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, tell me, what happens next? How do you fight this, Larry? What were your thoughts when you got this letter? And, I mean, I know you went down and you talked to him, and you got the guy got a little huffy with you. How do you proceed from here with it?
Well, I've been in contact with several friends that are quite knowledgeable in law. And my only recourse is to take this to a federal court.
A federal court. Even though it's a township issue, you take it to a federal court. Now, that brings up another point. And you had mentioned to me earlier when I chatted with you on the phone this morning about Title 42, I believe. Okay?
Correct.
Now, go ahead and state that for us, and we'll elaborate on that a bit.
Okay, Title 42. Get my paper here. Title 42 and Title 18 are titles that pertain to local members of the planning and zoning boards. Now, in the state of Michigan, that was never ratified, so they're illegal entities of their own.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Title 18 and 42, and if I may quote, is if two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any citizen in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution of the laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise on the highway or on the premises of another, and that's the disguise. These guys saying that they're ordnance officers when they're not, that's in disguise to me.
Tell me, do they issue him a badge?
Yes.
They do. And does it say ordnance officer on it?
It most certainly does.
Okay.
And it even tells, you know, the township or, you know, where they're working from.
Well, I mean, have you done any research to find out if there's any legal weight or documentations to support that badge?
No.
So it's basically a badge out of a Cracker Jack box?
Pretty much.
Okay, go ahead.
And it said, with the intent to prevent him from exercising free enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured, they shall be fined not more than $10,000 or imprisoned for not more than 10 years, mm-hmm. or both. And if death results, they shall be subject to imprisonment for any term or for life.
Now, did you happen to cite that to this gentleman down there that was...
I gave him a copy. There is a trespassing sign. It's a federal no trespassing sign, and it says legal notice, no trespassing, to federal officers of the IRS, HEW, HUD, environmental, health, and or other unconstitutional agencies. Local members of the planning and zoning boards. These fall under Title 18, Section 241 and 242,
mm-hmm.
and under USC Title 42 of 1983, 85, and 86.
So
these fall under federal crimes.
Okay, so what in essence, what you are going to have to do once you're cited, and of course, you know, I don't mean to sound pessimistic, but it sounds to me like you are going to be cited for something. They're not going to come out there and not cite you for something.
Probably not.
Right. Because it sounds to me like this is a guy's, and it also ties in, and again, I'm not saying this to scare you, but it, another thought that enters my mind here is that this Supreme Court decision that they made, I believe it was the latter part of 2005, on eminent domain laws. And I don't know, and I can't prove this, and I haven't done enough research to know, Larry, but the International Property Maintenance Code and also the eminent domain laws, there's a rat here somewhere. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what their motivation is. You know, it could be simply revenue oriented. It could be that there's a larger agenda. You know, there are you close to a lake or a river or something of that nature?
We have Ford Lake. It's approximately 4 miles away from here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was dug out to make the Willow Run Airport during World War II.
Okay.
Well, just prior to World War II. That's
is there any you know, building codes in the plans for, you know, any new housing additions or apartment complexes or something in that area? Or?
Well, some years ago, I was a member of the Yankee Air Museum.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed a blueprint of planning for 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed my house in, I would say, two-thirds of this West Willow neighborhood gone. It was it became the property of the airport. They plan on expanding the airport probably about threefold.
Okay, and how close to the airport are you?
I can look out my kitchen window and see it. I'm less than a mile away from the airport.
Right, I know you're a pilot. Now, as far as the runway pattern, do the planes fly right over your house?
Oh, yeah. Runway 27 right goes directly over top of my house.
You know what? That could be it. And again, you know what, Larry? I'm just speculating here. I don't know. The only thing I do know for a fact is that there's a fly in the ointment here somewhere. There's an agenda here. They don't just send a letter out. These 1,400 people that got this notice, they're all in the same geographic location pretty much, within, you know, a mile of each other or so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, yes, there's something bigger going on than that. And, yes, it sounds to me like you're on the right track as far as a remedy, which is to take them to court. But you can't really do much else before you allow them to come out and, you know, see what they're going to cite you for. You know what I mean?
Well, I did a total renovation of my house. I put all brand new siding up, new windows, new doors, just for my own, you know, because I didn't like the house, you know, the way it looked. So I put all new siding, new doors, new windows. I didn't have nobody dictate to me what to do with my house. This is the first time in 11 years that I've ever received a letter like this. And it's not completely finished. I chose not to put gutters on my house because, you know, the way that my house is situated, every year I would get ice dams at my gutters.
Mm-hmm.
And since I haven't put gutters on, I don't have the ice dams anymore, and of course, with ice dams, water backs up underneath the shingles and tends to leak into your house. And I dealt with that problem just about every year that I lived here. And this year, I chose not to put gutters on. I don't have that problem.
All right. Well, that's not the reason they're coming out, because if that was the reason, they wouldn't be sending this notice out to 14 other...
Well, it says in the letter that if I don't have gutters on my home, that's a violation.
Well, we know you're going to get cited for at least one then.
Oh, at least one.
I mean, you're not going to have it up there by the 23rd of the month, right? Or the 26th of the month.
I'm not going to put gutters on, period. It's not a law to have gutters on your home,
mm-hmm.
According to the Michigan State Code.
Well, I'm sure that you're going to introduce all that when you're cited and you take them to court.
Oh, I'll show them the code book.
Mm-hmm. If this is speculation, if they are going by regulations in the International Property Maintenance Code, it may be that they're going to ignore or they're going to tell you the federal law doesn't apply. I don't know. You know, I was online this morning looking in the International Property Maintenance Code to try to find some correlation between what's happening and, you know, the documentation that they have in their website, and I cannot find any. So, again, everything I say is speculation. I can only go back to the same premise, which is that there's something very suspicious going on here. And what I would like for you to do, if you would, is to, once this date comes and goes and these people have come out and inspected the home, I'd like a follow-up with this to find out exactly what they cited you for and, you know, what kind of fines they're alleging that you owe and, you know, what the next procedure is. Would you be open to doing that?
Well, certainly.
Okay. Tell you what, I'm going to make one more request. Anybody that has a question for Larry or a comment for Larry or has anything similar that is going on with him, give us a call at 800-313-9443. and we'll take your call. Anything else that you wish to add to this that you think that we've missed, Larry?
Well, there is one thing. Here just recently, last month as a matter of fact, the state of Michigan, of course they denied it, they had a what we called the ticket frenzy. The state had to come up with $9 million within 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is a truck driver. I used to be a truck driver, but I got out of it. But there was at least two officers in patrol cars on the state highways every mile.
Wow.
And, you know, of course, I have a CB unit, and I started broadcasting this over the CB. I received a ticket. My wife received a ticket, fought it in court, and they threw it out. Didn't even go to court.
Received a ticket for what? Broadcasting over the CB that there were officers in the area?
Well, my wife got a ticket for speeding.
Okay.
Her truck is limited to 63 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And the state speed limit is 60. They gave her a ticket for 2 miles two mile an hour over. And she passed a semi, and they pulled him over for going 5 over. Well, if she was going 2 over and he was going 5 over, she wouldn't have been able to pass him.
True.
Kind of, you know, makes you wonder. So we fought that in court, and the other gentleman fought it in court and never went to court.
So they just dropped it?
They just dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
I got a ticket for supposedly bypassing the scales. Well, the scale was closed. I had a video camera mounted into the passenger seat. You know, and I videoed it.
Mm-hmm.
And I fought it in court, and I told the prosecuting attorney that I got a videotape to plainly show that the scale sign said closed. And I received a letter in the mail just a week before I was supposed to go to court that they had dismissed the case without prejudice.
That's very interesting. So do you feel that for any reason that would tie into this? Well, of course it couldn't, because you've got 1,400 other notices that went out. You're just on a list. And it is my contention. I believe that there's something going on with them maybe wanting to do some improvements in that area or whatever.
Most all the hoses in my neighborhood has been rebuilt, recited. You know, there's a lot of them that are brick. It's a good-looking neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of people that over the years that have been doing improvements to their homes. I would, right off the top of my head, I would guess there's maybe 3, maybe 4 on my block that haven't. But they don't look bad.
And these people have all got notices.
Everyone's
gotten a notice. Well, again, Larry, I want you to do me a favor and give me an update. When this date comes and goes and you've had this inspector that has no license come out and inspect it, whatever it is that he deems is a violation and he cites you for, I want you to call in and let me know so I can give the listeners an update. Okay?
Certainly.
All right. Listen, I want to thank you so much for coming on with me today, Larry. And, again, you know, as I mentioned, this isn't an isolated incident. This is going on all over the place, okay? And there's an agenda behind it. So we want to make sure we keep abreast of this and inform the Patriot community and, you know, tell us at what means you're attempting to fight it and what legislation you're using, what laws you're using to fight it, and let us know so we can do the same. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much, Larry, for coming on. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Well, that was Larry Smith, folks, and I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but this concerns me because I've read the International Property Maintenance Code. I've had incidents myself with homeowners associations, and these people are Gestapo. But it seems to be getting worse and worse all the time, especially since this North American Union is being implemented, which is a subject for another show. I know the new listeners out there may have never heard of it unless you listen to Lou Dobbs. But this is a subject that warrants investigation. I mean, you need to be abreast of what it is that this government is doing that is not told to you on mainstream news. Now, The finals, I've got a break coming up here shortly, but I've got about 4 minutes left after the break, and I want to spend a little bit more time with you folks and implore you, give you an experience that I have or my experience, and implore you to invite listeners to come to RBN because of the issues that are not discussed on mainstream TV. As I go out and I go through my daily life off of the air, I find when I sit down and have a conversation with somebody who does not listen to RBN, they're basically, with all due respect to them, mind-numbed. They have no idea of all of these issues that are going on under the surface, and for good reason, because they're not told. Now, a lot of times I'll approach somebody and I'll bring up a subject, whether it be the North American Union or hate crimes bill or HPV vaccine, and they express astonishment or surprise, and then they look at me like I've got a tinfoil hat on my head. Sometimes they do. And so with that, that's why when you go and approach somebody, you simply invite them to listen to RBN. You just say, hey, I've heard a show. Like your opinion of it. Don't tell them anything. Let us plant the seeds, okay? When I get back, I'll have about 4 minutes left. I'll go into a couple of more reasons why. And if you're free to call in, 1-800-313-9443, or listen to republicbroadcasting.org.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc. patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, here's the number to call, 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com. That number to call again, 702-953-0267.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down.
All right. right, we're back. This is Michael Herzog with the American Awakening, coming to you from republicbroadcasting.org or 12180 shortwave. Listen, I was going to go take the last 4 minutes. I've got 4 minutes left. I was going to take that, and I was going to give you a few more reasons why you need to promote Republic Broadcasting and bring more listeners. But now I've got some callers on the line, and I hope they're not asking questions for my guest because my guest is gone. But anyway, let's go to Fred in Pennsylvania. How you doing, Fred?
How you doing?
Pretty good. What's going on, buddy?
First-time caller.
Are you?
Yeah.
Welcome.
To this show, not to RBN.
No, I know. I've heard you. I'm an RBN listener, buddy.
Yeah. Could you tell me what your education is? Is it something like Mark's education, Mark Domkoff?
My education. You know what, Fred? They are in the process of putting up my bio, and with all due respect to you, if I went into my educational background and so forth, it would take up the rest of the show, and I don't have time. But my bio should be up. I think the web guy's car broke down today. I think that was the story.
Mm-hmm.
But my bio should be up by tomorrow or Wednesday, and you can go in there and read it. Okay. And again, I'd be happy to tell you, but it's going to take up the rest of my hour. Okay.
The thing that kind of strikes me is the fact that we have no judicial process that cares about the citizen.
Oh, without a doubt.
That it's sort of like the fish rotting at the head.
Mm-hmm.
That's the center of our political values, is a forum or a place where we feel is fair. If Congress fails, the executive branch fails, you can't have the third branch fail. Or we're living in a dictatorship.
Right. And, well, you know, I've heard you call into several of the different shows over the past, and I know you're very knowledgeable, Fred. In your estimation, I mean, you listened to the show today, correct?
Yeah, the last 50 minutes, yeah.
Okay. Well, no, I was just curious, from your estimation, do you feel that the International Property Maintenance Code or possibility of eminent domain ties into this issue at all?
I think that if it exists, I think that it's illegal, because I do not think that you can have a treaty or an executive agreement or a convention that really hurts someone's autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to have an arm of government that's willing to go to bat for you.
I agree, and we don't have that. Listen, I'm going to have to run. I've got another call, and I got about 1 minute left. Thank you for calling, Fred. I appreciate it. Call back. Okay, let's go to Roscoe in Texas. Roscoe, and you're on with Michael.
Okay, I just wanted to tell your guest how I handle that situation here in Central Texas, in the town where I own 4 acres in town with an old falling down house on it and a lot of brush and things. And they wrote me a letter, and code enforcement people did, and threatened me. And I went back to the original patent where the land came from the government to the first owner,
mm-hmm.
and I read it, and it said there are no restrictions on this property. Well, I just informed the city that I had a contract with the state of Texas concerning that property, and that there were no restrictions on that property, and the city had no authority to tell me anything about it.
Well,
and
I'm sure that that's food for thought, and I'll tell you what, I know that Larry is listening. Even though I've let him go, he's still listening to the show. So you want to give out a email address or something? You can contact you, Roscoe? Or
R-R-E-E-V-E-S at CCTC.
Okay.
.net.
All right. I'll get in touch with him and drop you an email. How's that? And then
you guys
can discuss it. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, Roscoe. Thanks for the call. Okay. Okay. Well, we're about out of time. It's been a quick hour. So this is Michael Herzog, republicbroadcasting.org, signing off until tomorrow. We'll see you again. I've got some good guests coming up this week, so tune in. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.